Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we've got something interesting, just a title, actually. But we think we can pull a lot of crucial insight from it, especially on a topic as important as personal safety. So the source title is Non-Lethal Defense Tool Selection. Pretty straightforward, right? But here's what really caught my eye, the subtitle. Choosing the right non-lethal defense tool for your needs. Okay, let's unpack this a bit. Choosing right, and especially your needs. What does it really signal when a guide gets this specific right from the start? What does that suggest to you about the selection process?
Well, it immediately tells you a lot, doesn't it? Even without seeing the whole document, that phrasing, choosing the right for your needs, it screams that this isn't a simple buy this one situation. It underscores that personal safety is fundamentally personal. It's tailored. It's not about, you know, the most popular gadget or what your neighbor has. It's about discernment. And it definitely makes you wonder, right? What complexities are hiding underneath? Why the need for such specific guidance? It suggests that the right answer depends heavily on you.
Exactly. That personalization aspect, it's front and center. And that really sets up our mission for this deep dive. We're going to use just this title, that's a very precise language, as our starting point. I want to explore the implications, the nuances baked into choosing the right non-lethal defense tool for your needs. What does this tell us about the complexity involved? What critical things should you, the listener, be thinking about just based on this framing? So, okay, your needs. When the source puts that emphasis there, what kind of needs are we likely talking about? I'm thinking like where you live, maybe? Your daily routine.
You're spot on. It's definitely digging deeper than just, say, picking between a whistle and pepper spray. It's probably prompting you to weigh variables like, are you in a city or somewhere more rural? Is this for when you're out and about or more for home defense? Those scenarios completely change what right looks like.
Right. The context is huge.
Absolutely. And then there's the personal side. Your own comfort level with a tool. Can you actually use it effectively under pressure? What about your physical capability? And we can't forget the legal side. Is it even allowed where you are? That's the kind of multi-layered thing this title points towards. It's a whole decision matrix.
That's a really important point, the self-assessment required. It's not just about the tool. It's about you and your life.
Yeah.
But playing devil's advocate for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a risk here? Could focusing so much on your needs make us miss some, I don't know, universal basics, things everyone should know?
That's a fair question. I mean, presumably, a comprehensive guide wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. It would likely establish some foundational principles, right? Some general safety awareness, maybe common tool limitations. But the key is layering that individual assessment on top. So the basics are adaptable. For example, understanding pepper spray doesn't work well in strong wind, or the effective range of a stun device that's universal technical stuff.
Okay.
But how those limitations affect your commute or your specific concerns, that's where your needs really comes into play. So there's this balance, this sort of technical balance between the tool's design, its limits, the training needed, and how all that maps onto your situation alongside those universal truths.
You know, it makes me think of choosing a car, actually. It's a bit like that. You don't just grab the fastest sports car off the lot, right? You think about your commute, family size, budget, parking.
Exactly. It's the same logic.
The right car isn't just about speed. It's about fit. And it sounds like this guide is applying that very practical common sense thinking to a much more serious decision, moving beyond just broad categories to something truly fitted to you. So wrapping this part up, this deep dive, seriously, just based on a title and subtitle, it's really hammered home how critical a deliberate, informed choice is for non-lethal defense. That phrase, choosing the right non-lethal defense tool for your needs, it's not just words. It's clearly a prompt for a pretty complex thought process. It involves way more than just the item itself.
Absolutely. And if you pull back and look at the bigger picture, that very specific phrasing, choosing the right tool for your needs, it really suggests something profound. It suggests that generic, off-the-shelf solutions, they're rarely the best, are they? In almost any context. Personal assessment, understanding your unique context, that's almost always paramount. And it's quite fascinating, isn't it? How just a few words and a title can point to such a universal idea about matching the solution to the specific situation. It pushes you past a superficial glance.
Yeah, it really does. Which brings us to a final thought, something for you, the listener, to mull over, thinking about this core idea. Choosing the right tool for your needs. What are the universal principles behind making that kind of tailored, informed decision? Not just for safety tools, but for, well, any area of your life where getting the choice right for you really matters. What factors, environment, capabilities, limitations, maybe even legal stuff would you need to weigh up to confidently make the right choice in whatever situation you're facing? Something to think about.
Mm-hmm.